is part two, and we'll just be doing a little game. Jay and I have made a little bit of a wager. So we're just going to go through a big list of the summer movies coming out, and we're going to guess and try and predict what the Rotten Tomatoes rating is going to be. And then the loser, or the winner, gets to select a movie that the loser has to go to pay to see.
Dress up.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have to dress up.
Yeah, so do you actually have a movie in mind? I'm not really sure what I would pick if I end up winning.
Well, if I end up winning, I want you to dress up as a baseball person and go see the Indian baseball movie, or as it's formerly known, Million Dollar Arm.
Okay, yeah, and we're just going to we'll tally these up at the end of the summer, see who's got the most wins versus losses. So, yeah, why don't we start with Million Dollar Arm?
Okay.
So you give me your prediction.
Okay, out of a scale of 100 Rotten Tomatoes, I'm going to guess 53%.
53? Man, I was going to be like, man, whatever you pick, I'm going to go under.
Because I don't think it's a good movie. Is it John Hamm?
What? That was on your list of movies to see.
No. It's a shitty movie.
But wasn't that a movie you were excited for? That you were going to go see?
No, not at all. All right, I saw the trailer.
Right, that was a movie I was excited for.
What?
Adam's List. All right.
Wait, why?
Because I love John Hamm.
But this is like, he's going to India to go and convince people they should play baseball, and here's this reward.
Yeah, what? It's a Disney baseball movie. Disney's made great sports movies.
Do you feel like...
What if this is the Remember the Titans of baseball movies?
Do you think this is somewhat related to imperialism? That people are coming in, trying to force these ideas and values that baseball is more important than cricket, and then having the people convert to this better way.
It's exactly like that. And then they pay $1 million at the end of it. It's a million-dollar arm. It's not the forced slavery arm.
All right. So, Jay, you said 53?
Yeah.
All right, Adam, what are you going to...
Do I need a number?
So you have to take the over, right?
I would say over.
All right. Yeah. Adam's going over.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be over, too. I'm guessing it's going to be in the 60.
What if this is the Remember the Titans of baseball?
You think this is it? There's not even Denzel. It's John.
So shut up!
What do you think? Wait, what would Remember the Titans be? 65? 60?
No,
Remember the Titans has to be like 90.
Yeah, easily.
I don't think it is. But check it.
I'm going to check it right now.
I'm going to say 70.
You're going to say 70? 73%.
I told you.
So. Ah, well.
Damn.
So, well,
I
mean, then.
I have to go
this
over
does not
to 53. Wait, so how would this work? How would you lose if we do get the over? If it's over 53? Then you lose this one.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm definitely taking the over.
Okay.
All right, so I'm taking the over as well. Hey, you're electing to participate, so that means if you
I
lose
guess I am
too,
electing to participate, yeah. So
yeah,
if I lose...
You're going to see Million Dollar Arm dressed up, too.
All right.
No, what if Adam loses and we can make him go watch Mom's Night Out?
What is that?
It's this movie about these mothers who, like, need to go out, I guess.
That sounds like a dream for me.
Yeah, but... Who was it?
You
Sarah
have to
dream?
Dress like a mom, basically.
I mean, mentally, I'm one of them anyway.
Alright, so let's move on to the next movie. Let's do the ones that have come out already.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen it? Like Amazing Spider-Man 2 that came out last week.
No, but it's...
I'm going tonight.
Really?
Okay.
I'm going in like 3 hours.
It's supposed to be the best movie out this summer, or the most grossing movie right now in theaters
probably,
across the world.
It probably will be. Until How to Train Your Dragon
sure.
2 comes out, it'll be the best grossing.
Until like the next, you know, X-Men.
Right, or
so
the next
Spider-Man
Twilight
2.
Movie.
It's right. Supposed to be that great. Somebody said it's the best Spider-Man ever.
This
really,
one?
Yeah, that's exactly what the movie quote says.
Well, yeah, but they pull the best ones. All they have to do is get some schmuck like us on the Finer Things podcast to go, it was the greatest movie of all time. And then they blurb it.
Alright, so I actually don't think it's going to be that good.
What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be entertaining just because, like, you know, there's a lot of money for it. Spider-Man. I will give the rating for this. I'll put the over on there at 68.
For Spider-Man.
For Spider-Man.
What about you? Over under.
68 is tough, because I would have, if I was going to say a number, I would have said like 70. So I guess technically I would go over, but I don't think it's going to be much.
So you're predicting around 73.
That's why
I said
low
I was
70.
Gonna say
72. Yeah.
I think
it's going to be in the low 70s.
No,
so
I
go over.
I would say over.
You can just see, just by looking at Emma Stone's hair, you know it has to be under. The thing looks hideous.
You know it has to be under.
Yeah, I'm positive.
That's why you judge movies.
We're going Rotten Tomatoes rating. Right, yeah, Emma Stone's hair rating.
It's just you can tell how good the quality of the film is. All right,
so
the casting
is right. Jay's going under.
I'm going under.
All right. All right.
I like that.
Yeah, so do I. That's how you know you have a good over-under. Is somebody bets over and somebody bets
in. Adam, you're up next.
Yep.
You want to see a list?
Yeah, what's the next one on here?
I think Neighbors came out.
I think Neighbors is a good one.
Really?
Neighbors is a good one to try to pick. I'm going to say Neighbors is a 45.
I just look at this movie trailer, and it's just, what is it? Seth Rogen just sits 45. Down, and there's an airbag on his thing, and he just springs up into the roof.
I think that's an amateur mistake, Adam. I think 45 is just way too low.
Yeah.
Even shitty movies can be like in the 50s. So I'll definitely take the over there. I actually think it's going to be decent. I think it's going to be 68, 75.
What?
Yeah,
I feel like
I
the
do.
Rotten Tomatoes crowd is the crowd that would just lowbrow the shit out of this
movie. I feel
like
everybody that signed on to that movie, their stock is like pretty decent. Seth Rogen's, he wouldn't sign on to a shitty movie for no reason. Zac Efron's stock is pretty high.
No, but it's exactly the same reason
Dave
that Scarlett Johansson just signs on to shitty movies sometimes.
But she gets a shit ton of movies. She's in a different field. She can pick any movie she wants to be in and still get 20 million. Those guys aren't, like, at that status yet.
I guess.
And
it's,
what's
her
name?
Like,
Rose
Byrne.
Yeah. She's
but it's like,
been in good movies.
The thing about this movie is that there is no, like, range.
Yeah,
it is, like, Seth Rogen. There's, like, the ghost of Seth Rogen future and the ghost of Seth Rogen past. Because he, 10 years ago, he would have been the guys on the lawn.
Well,
that was the only role he played.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's some sort of, like, acting,
well,
basically
like
a very, very narrow group of actors. They grabbed all of them and put them in this one movie.
I don't know. What was the Charlie St. Cloud? Is that Zac Efron's last film?
No. He's in That Awkward Moment.
Oh,
I just
classic.
Saw that.
Why did you see that?
My brother recommended it. It's got a really shitty rating, but I thought it was good.
All right.
In it. Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan. Thank you for clarifying.
It's his name. Same as Michael B. Jordan. I
wasn't sure if this was a new Space
Michael
Jam.
Michael B. Jordan from Fruitvale Station. A lot of people thought he should have, not just been nominated, but won Best Actor.
Okay.
His stock, and he's going to be in the new Fantastic Four. All right.
So
Miles Teller, you love him.
Right? I
do
like
Miles Teller.
Who
doesn't love Miles Teller?
Oh, Miles
he's
Teller.
He's good.
He's been in every movie in the last 5 years, and they've all been good.
I didn't see that awkward moment,
but
I would recommend it. It's got a really shitty Rotten Tomatoes rating, like 50 or something.
Yeah,
three of those guys, they're all really talented.
Okay, going back to this, the rating for this film was around, what, 45 for Neighbors?
45 is what I said, yes. That's the over-under.
I went over.
I gotta go over, too. I'm gonna say something around 50.
Go for it. Go for it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I can pick up a point on both. I can pick up 1 point on both of
you.
You
should have said it at like 60, I think.
All right.
Wait. Before we go into the next movie.
Wait, how many total movies are we doing?
We should do 10,
yeah,
6.
What about nine? So that all of us have to set the bar for 3 movies.
Oh, that's true. All right. Good math there.
So, Power Rangers, they announced that they're rebooting that. I'm going to call it right now. Zac Efron's going to be Red Ranger.
What?
It's a ballsy statement.
I just think so. Can you think of a better casting choice?
I couldn't think of a casting choice I would want to see.
He hasn't been in, like, you know, like an action movie. Like, if I were his agent, I would try and be, you know, signing him up for, you know, some sort of Marvel superhero kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like some sort of franchise. That could be a franchise if it's successful.
Are we still talking about Million Dollar Arm?
No. We're talking about Power Rangers.
I know, I was just kidding. Sorry.
All right, pick your next movie. All
right, pick a new movie.
I was thinking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go here, and I think it has potential, but I've been reflecting a lot on the VHS tapes I've been watching lately.
You're watching them lately?
Yeah.
Are you rewinding one of those rewind machines?
Yeah. Do you remember those were awesome movies?
They were great movies.
Yeah, the Teenage Mutant from the 90s. Okay, and then now that this one has Michael Bay producing it, I'm going to say it's going to go at a 66%. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 66%.
Okay. Wait, what was the first Transformers? Was that like 73?
I have no idea.
Well,
this is research.
Can we look that up, Jay? Are you going to give that to us?
The first Transformers?
First Transformers, that was actually like good.
That was like 2007 with Megan, right?
Yeah.
Good old Megs.
And she's back for this.
That got a 57%.
57? Oh, all right, I'm definitely going under.
You're
I was
going to
go under before I heard that.
Yeah, I'm going to go under too.
Are you kidding me?
Here's why. All those good Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies that you saw, that you watched on the tape, have four things that this movie doesn't have.
What?
Actors playing the Ninja Turtles. They're all computer animated in this movie.
But they look so real.
I don't care if Michael Bay is doing it. I don't care what they look like. It's just not going to happen.
So you're going under too?
I'm going under as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think you set.
But you know what? This could be like a surprise where you pick up something.
Yeah,
yeah. I think you set that too high. I think you should have set it at like 60.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah, just because there's unanimous over under them doesn't mean that.
Doesn't mean that
there's a right answer.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is when you get one person going over under, that means you. It's a little bit of debate.
That's
there.
How Vegas wins.
So, and just to know, I'm the only one that has that so far, right? With Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so my next movie I'm going to pick is going to be... wow, there's a lot left. There's Godzilla, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Fault in Our Stars.
Ooh, Fault in Our Stars.
I'll
leave that for you.
X-Men.
That really could be anywhere.
Jupiter Ascending. Let's go with... I'm going to go with Fault in Our Stars.
Are you familiar with this one?
Yeah, it's the Shailene Woodley movie.
Yeah, Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
Is Miles Teller in this one too?
No, he's not.
You think he is because he's in every other Shailene Woodley movie.
He's in Divergent. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm gonna say
I
saw that because my girlfriend is a 12-year-old.
Was
it
good?
So we went to see it.
How
you're
bad
gonna watch
was
the Fault in Our Stars too, aren't you?
How bad was it?
Divergent?
Yeah.
It was exhausting.
Okay.
It was so predictable and just it was like the Hunger Games, except worse in every single level.
Alright, I'm gonna say it's gonna be 72.
For A Fault in Our Stars?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go under.
Wow, right away.
Wait, why are you going under?
Because I don't know what this movie is going to be, but I feel like the range peaks at maybe 80 and drops to as low as like 40. So I feel like most of the range where that movie could be lies underneath the 72. All
right, this is why I say it over.
I'm glad. I knew you were gonna say over because I think it's gonna be over.
Alex does it again.
I knew Jay was gonna go over. I knew Jay was a fan.
Because how do you mess it up? It's based off a book.
Exactly.
There's so many bad movies that are based off a book.
Yeah, but this book is like it sounds super corny. All right, which is like
it has
be
a cancer
plus.
Patient. How can you not be like, oh, the cancer patient?
Everybody who's
terrible.
Read this book
sorry.
Like rave about.
I'm
they
so
rave
insensitive.
About this book.
Have you ever watched a movie and been like, yo, that person is terminally ill, is doing a terrible job. I don't believe her.
I mean, that Russell Crowe Noah movie was based off a book, too, and that sucked.
Oh.
Ooh.
What about Hercules? That was probably based off a book.
Which one? The one from this year that already got made or the one that's going to get made?
Going to get. Or no, the one that was already made. The Disney. All right,
so, wait, Jay.
Oh, that one. Oh, that was. I thought you meant there are two Hercules movies.
No, they're coming out this year. Yeah, I didn't want to jump the gun.
No, I'm not going to use one of those.
Okay. Do you see the Spectacular now?
I did.
I love
it. It's good, right?
That was
and that was like 90. 92, I think.
And Shailene Woodley
she
knows
was
how to
really
deliver.
Good at that. Yeah,
she's just
that's
not.
Why I just think.
No, she's not.
No,
are you kidding?
She does not play.
Am I the only person who's like into
that.
What Shailene
yeah,
Woodley
I
has
think
offered?
So too. Yeah, but it, it's
oh, I'm
more
into it
because she plays like a down to earth girl. She's playing kind of like the same role. This is going to be a good one.
I think it's going to be good too. All
right. So
okay, exactly. Spectacular Now got it at 92%.
Yeah.
You wish you predicted that one.
No, because I looked it up before.
Okay.
I looked it up afterwards.
And I was this past weekend, I saw that they were doing a sneak peek of The Fault in Our Stars. And around the block, there were all these teeny boppers just waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
was,
but teeny boppers and the Rotten Tomatoes crowd are not... There's little overlap between those two.
But...
yeah.
I'll bring up The Spectacular Now again because, like, I feel like same kind of crowd there.
Yeah, that's true.
But, well, yeah, if you do a high school movie
we'll
as
see.
Well, like everybody was in high school, they everybody feels nostalgic. You know?
Yeah, it really sold the people on.
Yeah.
You know, real
wait, so who's next? Is it you or?
I'm
okay.
I'm going to pick a movie I think that I'm going to like more than you two.
Oh.
I'm gonna pick. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Ooh. Really? What is this one about?
It's about, I believe, it starts sort of like
well,
where kind of where the last one ended off.
You
and
saw
then
the last one,
and
right?
Then the apes get stronger, and so this is like now the people fighting back against the powerful apes.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it's pretty much like a ape versus human one.
Isn't that what the first one was about?
No, the
no,
first one was like... The,
come on, Jay.
I don't know anything about that.
The first one was about, like...
Wait,
this...
did you see the first one?
I don't know anything
okay,
about
okay, so, like, the eighth leader, Caesar, is living with James Franco.
Right.
And he's, like, growing up, and he's, like... he's James Franco's, like,
yeah.
raising him like
yeah.
he would raise a human child and everything. And then Caesar becomes independent and, like, starts
yeah,
talking.
Like, doesn't he take drugs or something to make become smarter or something like that?
Does James Franco give
yes.
him drugs?
James
yeah,
Franco
James
is
Franco
a scientist testing
yeah. Alzheimer's drugs or something like that.
Yeah.
Remember,
yes, that's
John,
right. He's testing, like, mental medicine, basically,
yeah.
on him.
You know,
like Alzheimer's medicine.
I was thinking that this could actually be James Franco in real life doing something like this.
It might be.
Yeah, like, I could really
there's
see
no
it.
Way of knowing.
But, and... the last one did pretty well, I think.
Really?
In terms of, like, it made a lot of money, and it...
I'm gonna don't look it up, because
it.
That would
yeah,
significantly skew this. I'm going to say a flat 70.
Ooh, that's a good one. Alex?
You know what you're going to do?
I'm going to go over. Because people love, you know, an underdog story. And here we are, as humans, as underdogs. And I think we can rise above. And not only will this be a big blockbuster hit, but, you know, this, like, plot and this theme has already been done so many times. I just hope for the sake of the director that he didn't or she didn't botch this up.
But don't you think it's kind of a negative that this plot and this theme has been done?
No.
This
I think
is like the 10th Planet of the Apes movie.
It's fine. I mean...
well, there's a reason
right.
they've
I mean, yeah,
done
I
it
guess
10
so.
Times.
Think
they...
about it this way. Like, you watch Cosby Show from, like, season to season. A lot of the same plots happen. Or sister, how many times do they change and switch roles? Like, no, I'm Tamara. No, man, like, I know you're Tia.
They made, like, what, 8 seasons of
yeah.
one episode?
Yeah. It was a great episode.
It was a great episode.
Roger's running around.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Don't forget about me. And they're like, we're going to forget about you.
I'm going over as well. I'm pretty sure the first one did really well in terms of rating. I didn't think it was, like, great, but it was definitely good enough to see and be entertained. I think it's going to be around 75. So, yeah. I think all right. Over.
Jay?
Final
okay,
movie?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. All
right. This is my final movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I got to think of something. It's going to come up as good. Can I get a...
you
can
also say, think of something.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm considering. I'm going to either go Godzilla, there's Lucy, X-Men, Jupiter Ascending, Sin City 2, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, I'm probably going to go with the Tom Cruise movie, Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay, wait. Do you...
Oh, you know what? Let's do one round and then one, like, sleeper pick, kind of, like, that you think is just going to go the, you know, the opposite, the total opposite of what.
Oh yeah.
Perceived. All right.
I'm gonna go with my last movie with Palo Alto. Is that fair?
Oh right. Okay.
That's the. That's
wait.
The
just give us
right?
a little Ryan. Rundown of that movie. It's by. It's with the last Coppola, right?
Yeah. What is it? Is it Sophie Coppola?
No. I don't know if it's even they're even. I think it's a cousin, not even a sibling.
And that family's just all about writing.
Oh yeah. Nicolas Cage is part of that.
Are you sure?
Jason Schwartzman. It's. I think it's a girl too.
It has Emma Roberts, has James Franco, and
James Franco.
And it's based off his book of short stories about Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
so James Franco's the writer?
Is Gia
James, no, James Franco, he might be. He wrote a book probably 5 years ago that's his short stories that are all based on his youth growing up in Palo Alto. It's called Palo Alto. I read it, of course, because I like short stories.
I say 75%.
75. All right, so you want to go first? I have to think a little bit.
I'll go first. I'm going to say under.
Under?
Oh.
I'm going to say under. Because when I... And this is based off me being based off the book. I feel like a lot of these stories are like... They're basically what it's like to grow up mega rich in this super like wealthy suburb with all these like intelligent people. Uh-huh. And it's just completely disconnected from how 99%+ of everybody grew up.
But can... This is Gia Coppola.
I don't care who it is.
Coppola, James Franco's involved.
Emma Roberts.
Well, I don't. That name doesn't really mean much. She's been in a lot of shitty movies. Emma Roberts. What's the last thing you remember her in?
What was the last good thing she was in?
I remember her in that movie with the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Or
exactly. I think this is the point.
Yeah,
it is proven.
It's they like skip class together. It was one of those like high school movies, high school like coming of age movies.
Is it an American Horror Story, the TV series?
Oh yeah, I tried to watch that. I tried to watch that episode or that season, and I just couldn't take it.
Wasn't that one story she did? It's kind of a funny story.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, that was a good one. That was.
Oh, was that the one with the like mental institution?
Yeah, that was exactly.
Galifianakis. 7.209. The Art of Getting By.
What is The Art of Getting
really
By?
Bad. It was that movie with, I think if you see the trailer, you'll probably remember it.
I was
it's
really
like a
coming
of age high school movie. She plays like the romantic interest.
Sounds like an original movie for her where she doesn't play the romantic
interest. Wow, sounds great.
This is a, it's a good. Good pick, Jay.
75 is a good number for it. It's tough. 75 is
so you're under, right?
So if you
I'm
had said
under.
Over, I would have definitely said under just for, you know, so...
To mix it up?
Yeah. I want to say under, too. I'm going to say under, too. I just don't think... I don't know. A lot of Sofia Coppola's movies have been... Have had shitty ratings.
But this is Gia Coppola.
I know. Yeah, I just...
That's
the worst one. I mean,
it's
I don't
the
know.
Worst.
It's the worst. I don't know how if they're better or worse, but I just said that to bolster my point. Like it was some kind of fact. I made it up.
I'm gonna go on there, but I'm not confident in that. I wouldn't be surprised if that gets like a 92. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So Jay, you've done. Have you done?
I've done three.
Jay's done three.
Okay, so
and
I'm
we
next,
both
right?
Have done two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do Jupiter Ascending for my last one. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yeah.
That's the
I think
Wachowski.
This is one that could be anywhere.
It is, yeah. I'm gonna say Jupiter Ascending, I'm gonna say 63. Jay, have you seen the trailer for it?
No.
Okay. So it's got Channing Tatum.
Under.
Elf ears.
Under.
It's got a bunch of... It's a Wachowski movie. It's got a bunch of action. Like, good, watchable action. I'm going to go over on this.
Over.
I kind of want to mix things up a little bit. 63 is a good number. I would have guessed about, like, low 60s, too.
Hey, can you look up Cloud Atlas, see what that got? That
yeah.
was their last movie, right? Because that was really good, in my opinion.
I hated that movie right after I saw it. And
really?
Then I thought about it, and I liked
it
a lot.
It was great.
More.
Got a 66%.
66%.
Oh, so right on the
so
money.
I am right on the money. I actually think... I don't think it's going to be 66, in my opinion. It looks like it's got flop written all over it.
Let's see how it works
yeah.
out.
But, yeah, that's an intriguing one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Adam, last movie?
I'm going to pick the movie that I think is going to be the top grossing movie of the summer.
Ooh.
And potentially also the highest rated on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to pick How to Train Your Dragon 2.
What?
And
dude, are you serious? Kids?
Yeah. Did you see the first one?
Totally.
No,
yeah,
I think
it's
going to
be...
Oh,
I don't
awesome.
Think it's going to be the highest grossing. I think it'll definitely be in the top three. I think it'll be like second.
I'm going to say... I'm going to put the number...
Actually, you know what? I agree with you. I think it's going to be the top grossing.
I'm going to put the number at 87.
Alright, I'll go first.
Yes,
I already know. I'm going over. I think it'll definitely be like 92.
Is this DreamWorks? Who does it?
DreamWorks. The first one was like probably at least 90.
Yeah, we can look it up after we guess.
Yeah.
But I would guess the first one was probably like low, like 93, 94.
87? That was a good pick. Good number.
Wait, I'm curious. Did they keep the same director? Did they keep the same writer? Do you know any of this stuff?
I don't know any of this.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I could see it going under, though, because, like, I feel like they're going to go, instead of actually working on a story, it looks like it's going to be more action-related.
The first story was really good.
The first story was good.
It's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, it was. So I could actually see it. Actually, I could see it going under. Like, in the trailer, it shows him with, like, a helmet now. So you know there's going to be even more action. So they might emphasize that rather than
I'm gonna go
the
over.
Story. You're going to go over.
This is why. I think DreamWorks knows how to make sequels and kids movies. Because
yeah.
if you saw Shrek 1, Shrek was like a good movie.
All the
and
Shreks
Shrek
did pretty well, right?
There's so many Shrek movies.
Oh,
and
really?
They're all, I think there's like four or five.
Oh, God.
And they're probably all rated, the lowest one's probably a 94. So
what's what else has DreamWorks Animations done?
What was that one that, it's so,
Wreck-It Ralph?
Despicable Me.
That was really that was rated high. What about Wreck-It Ralph? Did they do that?
I don't know.
I think they did that.
Look it up.
I don't know.
I
what's
never
the first,
saw
what's
it,
the
but...
first How to Train Your Dragon rated? I
think it's 90.
It's got to be a 90 something.
I think I saw it a second ago.
Wait, I'm going to change mine. I'm going to go under.
Oh, it was 98%
for
the first How to Train Your Dragon.
All right. Well, I feel like there's a pretty healthy like sequel drop off maybe.
I'll go under though.
Okay.
I have a feeling. I talked myself into it. I think it's going to be... They're just going to focus on action, and the storyline's going to be really stupid.
And they got the entire cast again. The entire cast from the
first
one.
Yeah, of course. The first one made a ton of money.
And the same director, or same writer. So the writer of the first How to Train Your Dragon is also the director and writer for
I'm not surprised.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Alright, so I'm going to go under. You can go over. This is a risky move on my
I'm going over for sure. Over
that was a good number. Good work there. 87.
I think it's going to be the highest rating. So I don't think it's even.
I think you're right. All right. Last thing before we end. Do you have like a wild card or sleeper pick?
Okay, but what's the discrepancy?
You can pick anything. Yeah, and how about we say if you're right, it'll give you like a +2. +1.
How about if you're right on this, you can add another movie.
Add another movie.
Yeah.
What if we just do like a tiebreaker round? Because
there's only
9.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to. All
right, I like
this
that.
Could be our tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. All
right, let's do that.
All right. Anybody have one? I have one off the top of my.
Yeah.
I'll say Edge of Tomorrow, the Tom Cruise movie.
Okay.
I think everybody thinks it's going to be a flop. I think it's going to be good. I think it'll be plus 75, over 75. I think, you know, that's my sleeper pick.
Can we pick bad sleepers? Like, I think
yeah, you can pick. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to do that.
It has to be ballsy, though.
I'm going
to
do that.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Just pick your movie and then pick your rating. And then just make your pick, like, 75. Like, we should all pick one movie and one number. And then it'll be whoever, the tiebreaker will be whoever gets closest to that one number.
All right.
So if, like, if you pick 75 and
okay,
it's actually,
works.
Like, 80, then your difference is only 5.
That works.
You know.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Do you have any, Jack?
Tom Cruise's last couple movies have been pretty
good. I have two, and I'm debating between them.
Okay, what are you
the debating? Two that I'm debating between are A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
I
a
think,
good
which
one.
Which is a really good one.
That's.
I think people think it's going to be really good, but I feel like it
I think it's
going to
suck.
Yeah, it seems like all the good stuff's in the movie. All
right, so if you pick that, I'll challenge you on that. We can challenge each other.
Well, the other one I was thinking was
we can
Blended.
Do a side bet. Blended?
It's this terrible Drew Barrymore.
Every review says Blended is like the worst movie made in. All right,
let's do How to.
Yeah, I'm gonna
do
How to Million Ways to Die in the West. I think it's gonna be a really terrible movie, and I feel bad because Liam Neeson's a great guy.
Great guy, like you hung out with him.
No, just like you can just tell.
I'm
yeah.
like with this
yeah,
charity.
Yeah, sorry
man.
About like just... his wife died, right?
Oh and yeah, I'm sad. I just want the best for him.
What's your rating
for A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be around 42.
42.
Sorry, 46. That's what I meant to say. 46%.
Right, Adam, you want to challenge him on that?
I'm going to pick a movie that I think is going to be among the worst rated of the summer.
Even more than Blended?
Godzilla?
Around Blended territory.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pick Let's Be Cops, and I'm going to say it gets a 32.
What's Let's Be Cops?
Let's Be Cops is the Damon Wayans Jr., Jake Johnson, like, buddy
so,
comedy.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I'm so excited for it. I'm going to see it, and I'm going to like it, and it's not going to go over well.
I think it's going to be higher than 32. That's ballsy, though. I give you props for that.
I think it's going to be
higher
than 32, too.
I think
well,
it's
it doesn't
be
matter what you think, because
think
I'm going to sweep the original
yeah.
nine, so this won't even matter.
All right, so we should revisit this. All right, I think that concludes it. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Do we know which movie's going
movies.
To be the last to come out of all of these?
I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes out pretty late, right?
Yeah, I think that comes out in August.
So what's the cutoff date for tracking all of these?
Should we say
September 1st or something?
Well, when's the first day of fall officially in your opinion?
Oh, that's a good question.
You want to do, yeah, you want to do September 1st? I always just... You know, back to school, that's around that time.
Yeah.
The first day of fall this year is September 23rd, which is a little late.
What's that?
September 23rd is the first day of fall.
That's a little late. Do all these movies come out by then?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And actually,
let's decide on that later. I'll look it up to see which one's the last one. I'll PM you guys.
Yeah, we can always do, like, updates, too, to let people know where we're standing.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. All right, well, that's the end of our podcast.